Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of the very gravest misconceptions which is found regarding Islam and women is the fact that people think that Islam prescribes that a Muslim woman should be confined to her home, that the center of her activities should be her home, her residence, and she should only go out whenever there is some compelling need. This is indeed a very grave misconception, and it has arisen because of a certain verse in Surah Ahzab which has not been properly interpreted. It has been interpreted out of its context. Now, first of all, it is essential to realize that the whole surah has a specific mood. It has a specific background. And unless and until that background is grasped, it is very obvious that erroneous interpretations could result. Now, the surah was revealed, if we study the whole surah, it becomes absolutely evident that the surah was revealed in a certain time in Medina, when the miscreants and the hypocrites of Medina had launched a vicious campaign to scandalize the private lives of the wives of the Prophet. They wanted to bring them into disrepute so that they could morally damage them. Now, in this regard, certain directives were given to the wives of the Prophet so that this whole campaign could be put an end to. And first of all, in this regard, it was these wives of the Prophet were told that if they wanted to lead the lives of a common man or a common Muslim woman, they had all the options to do so. They could leave the Prophet and go and lead such a life. However, if they don't want to do so and they wanted to remain at the wives of the Prophet, then they must realize that they have some special responsibilities that they must discharge. And in this regard, they were also told that whatever good they would do, that would earn them twice the reward. And similarly, whatever evil that would emanate from them would earn twice punishment. So they have to be very careful in their undertakings. Another thing which was told expressly to them was that they were clear as far as their inner self was concerned. They were pure individuals, and there was nothing wrong in their inner purity. However, so that people outside them could not realize that they have an opportunity to bring their character into some moral disrepute, certain directives were given to them. They were told that they had to adopt a certain lifestyle so that even people from outside could not cast any aspersions on their character. Amongst these measures was the fact that they were told that whenever such people would barge into their houses or they would come into contact with them, they should not speak affectionately with them. They should speak with them in plain, simple terms, because if they had any evil intention in their heart, they should realize that they would not be successful in accomplishing that evil intention. So therefore, these directives were revealed in a specific background, and amongst these directives was the fact that they should not speak complacently with these people, with these lecherous people who had launched a vicious campaign to bring their private lives into disrepute. I'd now like to read out those verses to you which specifically address these Muslim women, and they tell them that if ever they have to go out of their houses, they should only go out of for some compelling need. Whenever they should go out, they should not adorn jewelry, and they should not embellish themselves, and they should try to make the house the center of their activities, because if they go out, there are all the chances that these miscreants and these hypocrites would get an opportunity to damage their character. So they are addressed and they are told that they should make the house their center of activity, and whenever they have to go out of their houses, they should go out as symbols of Islamic culture and Islamic civilization, and they should not go out by embellishing and adorning themselves with ornaments and jewelry, which was the custom of the age of ignorance. The Quran says, وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةَ الْأُولَى وَأَقِمْنِ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتِينَ الزَّكَاةِ وَأَطِيعْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. And abide still in your homes, and do not display your finery as women used to in the days of ignorance. Attend to your prayers, pay zakat, and obey God and His Messenger. O women of this house, the Almighty wants to cleanse you from the filth these hypocrites want to besmear you with, and to fully purify you. So it is absolutely evident from this context that these wives of the Prophet were directed to make the house the center of their activities. They should stay put in their houses, and if they have to go out, it should be because of some compelling need. And within these houses, they must obey the Almighty, they should pray to the Almighty, they should pay zakat to the Almighty and show full obedience to the Almighty. And another thing is that they should communicate the true message of Islam, and they should become true teachers as Muslim women. So this verse goes on and tells them, وَاذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ لَطِيفًا خَبِيرًا. and communicate to your visitors what is taught to you of the verses of God and the wisdom revealed by Him. The Almighty is very discerning and all-knowing. So it is absolutely evident from these verses that they are directed at the wives of the Prophet, and they tell them of a particular measure in order to put an end to the vicious campaign of bringing their character into disrepute, which has been launched in those times by the miscreants and hypocrites of Medina. They have nothing at all to do with other Muslim women. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ